Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering, how often do you go to the cinema in IELTS speaking? As an IELTS instructor with over 20 years of experience, I've encountered countless students grappling with the seemingly simple question, how often do you go to the cinema in the IELTS speaking test? This seemingly innocuous query often throws candidates off guard, leading to hesitant responses and missed opportunities to showcase their language skills. Why is this question important for IELTS speaking? The IELTS speaking test assesses your ability to communicate effectively in English. While the question about cinema-going habits may seem trivial, it serves several purposes. Testing fluency and coherence. Examiners want to see how smoothly you can express your thoughts and ideas. This includes your ability to use connecting words, maintain a natural flow, and elaborate on your answers. Assessing vocabulary range. Talking about leisure activities like going to the cinema allows you to demonstrate your vocabulary related to entertainment, preferences, and frequency. Gauging grammatical accuracy. Examiners listen closely to your use of tenses, present simple, present continuous, past simple, etc., adverbs of frequency, often, sometimes, rarely, and sentence structures. How to answer, how often do you go to the cinema? Here's a breakdown of how to approach this question strategically. Be honest, but expand. It's perfectly acceptable to say you don't go to the cinema often, or even at all. However, don't stop there. Use this as a springboard, too. Explain your reasons. I don't go to the cinema very often these days because I prefer streaming movies at home. It's more convenient. Talk about alternatives. I'm not a big cinema goer, but I love watching films at home with my family. We have movie nights every week. Describe your past habits. I used to go to the cinema a lot when I was younger, especially with friends. We'd often see the latest action movies. Use a variety of vocabulary. Instead of repeatedly using go to the cinema, consider alternatives like catch a film, see a movie, watch a movie on the big screen, go to the movie theater. Incorporate adverbs of frequency. Be specific about how often you go to the cinema. Instead of just saying sometimes, try once a month. Every now and then, a couple of times a year, hardly ever, very rarely. Example answers. Let's look at some sample responses to illustrate these tips. Example 1. Examiner, how often do you go to the cinema? Candidate, I'd say I go to the cinema about once every 2 months or so. I really enjoy the experience of seeing a film on a big screen, and there's a great cinema complex near where I live. Example 2. Examiner, do you go to the cinema often? Candidate, not as much as I used to. I find it quite expensive nowadays, and to be honest, I often end up just streaming movies at home. It's much more relaxing. Example 3. Examiner, tell me about your cinema-going habits. Well, I'm not really a cinema enthusiast. I prefer other activities in my free time, like reading or going for walks, but I do enjoy watching movies with my family occasionally, maybe a couple of times a year. Tips for success. Practice makes perfect. Practice answering this question and similar ones about your hobbies and interests. You can even record yourself speaking to identify areas for improvement. Expand your vocabulary. Make a list of words and phrases related to entertainment and leisure activities. This will help you express yourself more fluently and precisely. Don't be afraid to be yourself. The examiner wants to hear about your genuine interests and experiences. There's no need to invent elaborate stories or pretend to be someone you're not. Conclusion. The question, how often do you go to the cinema, in the IELTS speaking test is an opportunity to demonstrate your ability to communicate effectively about a familiar topic. By using a variety of vocabulary, adverbs of frequency, and providing thoughtful explanations, you can turn a seemingly simple question into a chance to shine. Remember, the key is to relax, be yourself, and showcase your language skills to the best of your ability. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.